grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Yes, yes, it's Marijuana Media time, and I've got Hempstar Christ on the blower today. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thanks, Shaq, and how are you?
I'm doing just fine, actually. I'm a little bit hungover, but whatever, we move. We survive. Exactly right. What's the temp out there in the streets?
Well, those of us who like to consume ritualistic medicinal cannabis might be pleased to know that new drive-in studies show that daily consumers exhibit tolerance to the acute psychomotor influence effects of cannabis, according to the driver stimulator data published in the journal Traffic Injury Prevention. So the research is affiliated with the University of Colorado, the medical campus, have assessed simulated driving performance in a cohort of daily cannabis users, occasional consumers, and the controls, non-users. On average, 78% THC. Occasionally, the consumers only inhaled cannabis flower. All cannabis users used cannabis for 15 minutes, and the studied participants drove on a computer simulated course for 20 minutes following cannabis consumption. Unlike daily users, occasional users exhibited minor detriments, whereas the relative absence of significant differences in the driving performance after cannabis across participant groups was somewhat surprising. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you do like to get inside your therapeutical window, medical cannabis may increase your ability to drive or function on these high stressful motorways safer.
True story.
I'm not a medical advisor, nor am I a doctor or a legal advisor, but hey, you know, everybody needs to be inside their therapeutical window.
Isn't that the truth? Pono. Awesome. Okay, well, that's interesting. Shout-outs to the University of Colorado.
Yeah, well, shout-outs to New Zealand, who will currently be doing the therapeutical window for dogs. So in a world's first clinical trial to recruit 100 dogs for clinical trials on pains and suffering from osteoarthritis. Now, you'd like to think how a canine would respond to the pains and sufferings from osteoarthritis. If you are lucky enough to book your dog into this $2.5 million study on a world's first veterinarian pain CBD and THC application for dogs, I would suggest you look that up. Your dog will have a series of treatments, including x-rays, and using some non-steroidal anti-inflammatory products. I say, way to go, New Zealand.
Yeah, woof, woof. I need to sign up my dog. That sounds freaking awesome. I mean, it's not good for their pain, but I mean, you know, I mean, dogs in pain, you know. It's a sad thing.
Yeah, who wants to see anybody suffering? I mean, that's why I am the politician in Auckland Central for Aotearoa Legalized Cannabis, trying to legalize the recreational spiritual use of cannabis.
Yes.
Because we do have industrial use, although it's tied up in red knots. Mm. And we also have medicinal cannabis, which is a little bit too pricey for most people who have ritualistic habits.
Mm.
So yeah, two more steps forward for the medicinal uses for spiritual and recreational, or rather, the safer alternative to drinking culture. Let me just plug that right now. For those having a hangover from the Wednesday night esprit, possibly going down to the Hokamana Cannabis Museum to be educated around cannabis, pick up your prescription of cannabis, and then consume safely through vaporization your prescription cannabis in the safe temple that is known as Hope Town Alpha, the House of Hokamana Cannabis Museum.
Beautiful. And what a beautiful house that is.
It is a beautiful temple. So Hokamana Cannabis Museum will be closed during the school holidays. So from Sunday to the 28th to the 15th of July, reopening 16th of July. So if you are in or around Auckland this coming week, they're open 10 to 3 Monday to Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturday. The Hemp Store will be open, of course, from 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday, and a nice religious 11 to 4 on this Sunday.
Awesome.
In extremely positive news for the medical cannabis industry, one of our major players has signed a $16 million export deal. The Marlborough-based grower has signed what is known to be the world's largest organic medical cannabis export agreement. Bureau Chief Executive St. McLaren signed the landmark $16 million agreement with UK-based IPS Pharma at the New Zealand High Commission in London on Monday.
Wow.
The deal came as the global demand for medical cannabis increased, with growth projected to rise from $47 billion to $149 billion by 2031. So if you have a fascination with education or cultivation of medicinal cannabis, I would once again plug the Whakamana Cannabis Museum, where you can get educated and entertained in a safe space and discuss cannabis and the granted demand for it.
There
you have it.
Awesome. You guys are doing like a really cool ambient series, eh?
We do everything. There's the Whakamana Cannabis Museum. We are open to anything that's going to hold space for Mother Gunja.
So true story.
She is a temple. Yes. We have yoga. We have crystal bowls. We have child trauma healing.
Whoa.
We have it all.
You have it
if
all.
If you know anybody that is using some form of medicinal cannabis to expand themselves in our community, get in touch with Abe Gray at Whakamana Cannabis Museum. I'm sure he would love to hear about your adventure.
True stories. Well, that's awesome. Shout outs to the Whakamana Cannabis Museum.
Yeah, and we're very happy to know at the hemp store, after a very long customs delay, my favorite, the Gandalf pipes, are back.
What?
All of us wizards out there with the long, frosty beards that don't like to get the taint on our whiskers, we like to have the Gandalf pipe. So head on down to the hemp store and grab yours before the wizards grab them.
Wow. Awesome. I need to check that out. The wizard's pipe. And that was held up at customs. True stories. Gosh,
unfortunately, customs are still playing tricks and games with our right to legal access of consumption tools. They're no longer utensils. They're now medical devices. So, yeah, let's try to keep that flow in there at New Zealand Customs. Be nice to all those people out there trying to get their Gandalf pipes and glass vases in through customs.
Trying to survive this life, you know? Let the people do what they need to do.
Indeed, Jack. Indeed.
Exactly right. What else is going on? Any more goss?
Not a lot of goss on the street at the moment. I think that was pretty much the ins and outs of it. I mean, Chris is really, really enjoying his time overseas. This is a good time for the boss to be enjoying his holidays off. The hemp store will be having on the Saturday the 5th of July a groove house performance live in store from 1 o'clock to 4:20 with some New Zealand music celebration. So that will be on Saturday the 5th of July in store performance from the groove house crew.
Awesome.
And also, if anybody in your life is known to be suffering from Parkinson's disease, you know, it's affecting a lot of the people as we're coming into our senior years. Most Parkinson's disease patients who consume cannabis say that it mitigates their symptoms and improves their health-related quality of life. So according to the survey published in the journal Parkinson's Disease, French investigators surveyed 1,136 patients with Parkinson's. The median age was 68, and among those who acknowledged using cannabis, 60% said that it improved their quality of life.
Wow.
Most respondents said that cannabis mitigates their pain and rigidity and improves their sleep. Approximately 40% of consumers said that cannabis use reduces their tremor frequency. Many patients similarly reported beneficial effects from the non-psychoactive CBD products.
Wow.
So there you go.
That's
France
awesome.
Is doing some important work there with the sleep and tremors there of our Parkinson's patients.
True story.
So make sure that if you are currently recreationally using cannabis, just look inside and think, is there a medicinal reason that you could be using it? And once again, make sure that you verify to your doctor that you are using medical cannabis for medical reasons. Legalize your use of medical cannabis.
Yes.
Get your script today.
The good word from Christ himself.
Amen.
Awesome.
Brothers and sisters.
Well, thanks for that.
All I can say is this is not a paid advertisement because it is illegal under the New Zealand government to advertise medicinal cannabis. That's probably why you don't know, as of the 1st of April, 2020, any doctor for any reason can prescribe you medical cannabis. So I would expect you, or I would advise you, to talk to your family doctor. And if you don't have a family doctor that you feel comfortable talking under patient confidentiality that you use cannabis, then yeah, head on down to the local cannabis awareness patient clinic, aka Whakamana Cannabis Museum, and yeah, pick up your script to the Calix clinic. More than happy to help anybody transfer their or legitimize their current uses of therapeutical cannabis.
Awesome.
Amen.
Amen to that. Well, thanks for that, Jan. That was awesome.
You're welcome, Jack.
And I'm sure I'll see you very soon at the Whakamana Cannabis Museum.
I hope so.
Awesome. Slay. Well, have an awesome evening.
I will. Same to you.
And thanks
for
spreading the good word. Cheer.
Job bless.
You're awesome.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a